1620-94.5 WTAW. A local developer has been pursuing for the last year rezoning land east of Roeder High School to create a large residential subdivision. After failing twice to get the Planning and Zoning Commission's blessing, the developer lost his appeal during the December 12, 2023 City Council meeting. Councilman Jared Salvato, who was part of the unanimous vote, said it was. Councilman Jared Salvato is a former member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and he was part of the unanimous council vote, saying it's been very clearly communicated to the applicant about what's envisioned for the property.
And not only are we continuing to see this multiple times, we're monopolizing not only our city staff, but also everybody that's involved with the process of meeting planning by getting things on the agenda. It's been pulled from our agenda, I think, three times now. It's been on the P&Z zoning agenda three or four times. We as a council are not obligated to approve anything purely for the profitability of a developer. I think a 2,000 minimum square foot would serve as a good transition minimum, housing minimum on this tract of land.
While Salvato sought homes of at least 2,000 square feet, the proposal called for minimum sizes of 1,400 feet in one section and 1,700 square feet in the rest of the development. Councilwoman Marka Ewer-Shirliff, who, like Salvato, is a former member of Planning and Zoning, was among council members, staff, and surrounding homeowners who brought up getting incomplete information from the applicant.
I just wanted to point out that I'm not sure if us as the appeals board is the proper board to be looking at this when there are a bunch of material facts that weren't presented before Planning and Zoning, where in my mind is kind of the trial court first.
Homeowners in surrounding neighborhoods opposed the rezoning, citing, among other things, a lack of details about the proposal and concerns of increased traffic on Old Reliance Road, increased flooding, and if city water was not available, the additional stress that would place on customers served by the Wixon Creek Water District. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.